This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The saying that it's as easy as ABC doesn't work the same for attitudes, behavior, and characters. In fact, these areas are often overlooked, hence the lack to strive for continuous improvements to benefit themselves and a greater whole. Good morning, I'm Jermaine B and this is Raise Your Game. It's Motivational Monday and here with us today is an educator and trainer at Utah, Zachary Roland Anthony, where he'll talk about attitude management and how it will assist one's behavior to improve, hence creating a dynamic character that is respected and appreciated by many. Hi Zachary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jermaine. It's nice to be here.
So let's start with the beginning of everything. What are attitudes and how it affects our actions or our lives?
Well, basically, attitudes are the way one feels about people, situations, ideas, and opinions. If you like something, you will feel good or you may feel bad. So attitudes could be positive, it could be negative.
Okay. And why are attitudes so essential in shaping our behavior and character?
Well, it's essential because I call it the fuel for our action. Anything that we want to do comes with the thought process. And the way we feel comes with the thought process. And that's where attitude comes in. And the better the attitude, the better the action. I mean, it can go for anything in life. Being a parent, for example, if your attitude is positive, then your family is going to benefit. If you're an employee, then you're going to perform. If you're a friend, you'll be a better friend. You know, so it's applicable to all aspects of life, in and out of life. That's the way I look at it.
And when you say a positive attitude, you know how we are human beings and we don't portray the best of ourselves all the time. So would you be able to share some of the ways we can try converting negative attitudes into positive ones?
Well, first things first, Jermaine. Well, let me emphasize the fact that the situation around us or even within us may not allow us to become as positive as we should be. Looking at the environment factor that we are living in now may not be conducive. So being positive all the time is almost impossible. But I, for one, never used to be a great positive person. But over time, I realized that I did not want to be second best in anything. I don't know why, but it was a thought that was put into me by my uncle. He said, if you want to be great, open your mouth and speak. Because I used to be an introvert, a person that lacked tremendous confidence, lacked it to the extreme. And he said, just open your mouth and speak, Zach, and you'll go places. All right? And that's what I did. So it is difficult for anyone to just tell themselves, like, I want to get up to a positive me on a normal day. But you got to psych yourself. That's the reason why we need to realize that we need change in our lives. Why do we want to sulk day in, day out? Why do we want to start off to a moody day just because I don't feel so good? We should not make other people feel bad because of us. So realization is important. That's the first thing. I could recommend one thing that you could do, a self-analysis. If you could self-analyze oneself every 3 months, every 6 months, ask ourselves, what are the positives that we have in us? What are the negatives that we have? Increase the positives, reduce the negatives. A slow process, one day at a time, a work in progress. We will get there. After which, then, you got to understand, why do you need this change? Surely, we want to be better. But what is better? It's so vague, isn't it? Right? So you want to be better to what level? Do we want to be the best? Do we want to be better than what we were last year? So there must be a percentage. There must be an approximate amount of a quantum that we put into the system, you know. And of course, the most important is the strategy. We have become quite lazy, not maybe physically, but mentally. We have become tired, Jermaine. That's the fact, all right? And we can't blame anyone for that, but because of the situation that we are in today. So if we want to overcome this, then strategies are important. Simple strategies to awaken our mind and say, look here, you know, Zach, today we'll have to do something different. So what I normally do, or what my family is encouraged to do most of the time, is make someone smile. You know, if you're at the restaurant, you know, what's wrong with that? It's free. So say a good word to the waiter, and if we were to do that, service is going to be much better for us. You know, so it's a give and take situation. If you have attitude that's good, you will share it, and they're going to mirror your attitude in their life.
So you just shared some strategies that can be applied in a way to cultivate positive attitude.
Yep.
Could you give probably a bit more examples on how different age groups can relate to this concept of attitude management?
Well, okay. I deal a lot with young people at the university, mm-hmm. and attitude factors are great. You know, most times it's quite negative. The excuse that we hear is, I have a lot of assignments to do, projects to meet deadlines, and hence, I'm not going to be at my best. Mm-hmm. So if we were to be a student, or a student were to be listening to this, well, one thing I will ask you to do is ask yourself about time management, because a good attitude helps you time manage more effectively, you know. And if you were to embark on time management, you will realize that you can have a lot of things on your plate, but you will end up finishing it one by one. It may not be all at the same time. That's quite impossible as well. But we are saying that instead of finishing one in a day, we probably finish two because I feel good, you know. So as a student, that's one of it. Well, as a working person, traffic jams. I was calling one just now, and I realized that that could be the reason why our day is spoiled. So how do we overcome this? For me, if I'm caught in a traffic jam, I wouldn't want to curse and swear. That's negative. So I use that time to think of ideas. So by the time I finish going through the jam and I leave my car and walk into the office, I have something new that is in my mind that I may be, it may become a reality at this point of time. So yes, different age groups, different situations allow us to work on our attitudes. But it is easier said than done, Jermaine. You know, it's an effort.
Right.
Hence, it's difficult for people to practice because effort means energy, mental energy.
Zachary, tell us a bit more about the working professional group of people.
Yep.
For example, if somebody faces a slightly terrible day at work,
yeah.
right? You know, be it probably rejection from customers or just a conflict with colleagues and all that. How do you suggest the strategies that one can take, you know, just to turn around the negative vibe to a positive one, for example?
From my understanding and experience, well, a great attitude also talks about personal management, all right? You become a better person. And one of the things about dealing with people is the ability to accept criticism, all right, and feedback. For me, I guess the customer is right most of the time, all right? Maybe not all the time, but maybe the feedback that we receive will enhance the way we work in the future. Maybe there are certain things that I need to improve on, like my communication skills may not be apt for the situation. And maybe at that point of time, I threw a tantrum without realizing I did it because it's a habitual thing. All right. So I have a problem with my customer because of what I do. Many times we tend to blame the other party a lot more easier than we blame ourselves. Well, that's normal. That's human. But end of the day is we realizing that if I want to improve for the better, it's about taking stock about what are the things that I do to have created that situation in the customer. Or maybe I'm not listening enough to the customer. That would have caused bad vibes. As far as colleagues are concerned, or maybe bosses are concerned, a good critic is good for us to improve. All right. I'm not saying that everything that comes from everybody's mouth is going to be positive. But if we have a strong attitude that is able to filter what is good and what is not necessary, then we will absorb the good and work on that. And see how we can become better than what we were last month or last year. That's the way I practice. You know, yes, our prides are at stake. Our ego is at stake. And somebody says that, hey, Zach, you made a mistake. You know, you caused all these problems for us. Hey, if I think back, maybe it is true. But I did not think about it at that time. Realization comes much later. It's a good realization, okay? So slow and steady process.
Right. So if I understand this correctly, attitude also relies a lot on the mindset of a person. So we have to channel the way we think.
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. It's a think, feel and do, Jermaine. What we think is what we feel. What we feel is what we do.
Okay, great. So when we come back, we speak to Zachary about how can one individual know or become aware that they have an attitude problem. BFM 89.9.
Building First World Mindsets. BFM 89.9.
Good morning and welcome back to Raise Your Game. My name is Jermaine B, and with me this morning, we have Zachary, an educator and trainer at UTAH, who's an advocate of attitude management for change and the need to continuously improve oneself for the better. Welcome back, Zachary.
Hi, Jermaine.
So, Zachary, tell us, how does one individual know or become aware that they have an attitude problem?
Well, one thing that's for certain is if we do have an attitude problem, a negative attitude, we will lose friends. We will lose connections. And for some people, it doesn't matter because they're so used to being alone, being an island, all right? But for me, my best asset in life is the ability to make friends and maintain relationships. I always tell people, I may never become a millionaire, but I have a million friends with a great attitude. So the moment we start watching the scenario around us and we find that our friends are dwindling in terms of numbers, then it's time for us to take stock. Maybe we have an attitude problem.
Okay. So you're saying that when people start losing friends, that's when they should take heed and like realize probably something is wrong with their attitude. So are there any other ways one can know that something is not right? We have known of people who are not so nice in attitude, but they also have loads of friends because they also attract different kind of friends, right?
Friends
who are of the same category.
Well, one thing is for certain is a negative attitude may not increase your performance on a positive note. Mm-hmm. That too can be taken into consideration. When we get way too many reminders about things that we are not doing, maybe it's a sign that we are slack in our attitude, you know, so you got to work on that. Mm-hmm. Besides reminders, besides the knock on the door and say, like, Zach, what is happening to you? I see a great difference in you in a bad way. Mm-hmm. It's a wake-up call, you know, but it is us willing to accept. I think the acceptance is the most difficult. Knowing that we have a problem is a lot easier than accepting it. So that's where we got to work on it, Jermaine. We got to work on it. But we are so engrossed with work, right? We are engrossed with life and the expectations of life. Hence, we put attitude aside. Society today is suffering because of this.
See, the thing is, it's interesting, like you say, we know we have an attitude problem, but then we are not accepting the fact that we have them. And most times, I would say, people with attitude problem don't actually know they have attitude problem. They think everybody else is the problem, right? How could they fix it for the better if such case come up?
First and foremost, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, okay? Not for how beautiful or how good-looking I am, but simply because of the fact that looking at the mirror will tell us that we are not perfect and we need to improve, all right? If that realization does not come into us, we will never want to change, all right? So it is difficult to tell people, look here, you got to change, you got to be positive. I find it so difficult telling that to people closest to me, for example, but I try. So the best way to do it is to show it through your life. If you are going to convince people that positive attitudes are good, how about you, the person who's going to invoke this message? So I believe, and I practice this every year, that every 3 months in a year, I take stock. You know, I ask myself, have I come better from last year? Have I arrived at my destination? Have I achieved the goals that I set forth last year? You see, we have resolutions every year, Jermaine, and I'm sure you, me, and the rest of the world do this. But most times we don't achieve it simply because we have great goals, but we have poor attitudes, you know?
We don't follow through.
We don't follow through, and we have no reason to improve it because, you know, it's just nice to
come
have it on
may.
Paper. Yes, come what may, you know? But we enter the office and we find positive words everywhere. Just words, you know? But how do we act on it? So for me, it's a self-analysis every 3 months. And the feedback from people, for me, that's important. You know, I ask my friends, you know, how am I today? How am I compared to last year? So they give me feedback. And they say, you know, Zach, you know, you are so different today. And I have friends that I met like 15 years later from the time I met them last. And they tell me this, you know, Zach, there's something about you. It's nice. I said, wasn't I nice before? He said, no, now you're better, you know. And it tells me a lot of things that I got to work harder and harder. And I don't get tired of this. That is why I wanted to be here, Jermaine. Yeah. That is why.
Continuous improvement.
Yes.
Okay. Zachary, one may argue that enhancing one's attitude for the better sounds like a fairy tale. Yep. Because, you know, it's really difficult, as you've been mentioning, in today's time. How would you look at this?
Well, we have so many examples of great people who did not have the many things in life to support them. It could have been finance, it could be a qualification or experience, but they've made it big, right? They've made it big. So I learned from these people, these icons that I call them. And they have told me that, Zach, you were a slow learner in school. I was a tremendously slow learner in school. Today, I'm proud to say it. Of course, 20 years ago, I would have been shy to say it. But today, looking at what I've done and what I've achieved and what I can achieve in the future, it is a great compliment. So, yes, these people have taught me, like, you know, you could be down, but if you have ambitions or goals that are positive, that can be good to you, your family and society, I look at the bigger picture, then let's do something about it. But it's got to start with me, all right? I can't expect my neighbor to change if I don't show what change is all about, all right? So a smile every morning to your neighbor who is so grouchy, it's a good start. You know, slowly they'll start asking, you know, is this guy mad or something? But he's a good guy, you know? And it has happened to my neighbors, you know? And it's always good to get this feedback and see that slow changes are made. I'm happy if the changes are like 10%, you know, every year. Imagine the time we arrive, it's going to be like a great percentage of change.
Yeah. And just hearing from what you say about how just try to smile at your neighbor, even if your neighbor thinks you're mad.
Yeah.
I guess it's something like, you know how we need to fake it to make it real?
Yes.
I would say that's pretty relevant to this context, to say that even if times are difficult and it's not easy to put on a smile, just fake it anyhow and it becomes real after that.
Yeah, so, you're right. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so what are the other areas that attitude may have a part to play for the common lay person?
Well, besides work, besides family, I think in social life, I think it is good that we think big. Because of what's happening around us, we realize that time is a problem. Not only time, a finance is a problem. But if we have great things in our mind, like what I have in my mind is something that will benefit the young people of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, a center, a creative center that allows them to come out and not just have a qualification, but to develop their creative thinking skills and then move on into the areas of their interest, which is a lot better than trying to know what you want to be and then trying to fit in to those areas. It's quite difficult. So enlarging your mind or your vision is what I'm looking at. So society has to start thinking of other people, you know, instead of just thinking of ourselves. That's a starting point. But when you start thinking about society, when you start thinking big, we have to be positive.
Right?
We have to be positive.
Okay, lastly, Zachary, you propagate this concept quite aggressively. Why would that be so? And how has attitude management played a part in your life?
Well, after a long time of thinking, talking, researching, discussions, this concept that I'm trying to invoke in society is, it's so easy. It's all about our ABCs, right? When our attitudes are positive, we build on better behavior. Mm-hmm. Our actions will speak about our attitudes. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing in life, I think we want to leave a legacy behind, no matter who we are, all right? So this legacy comes with a term called character or reputation, our credibility. So it's the ABCs of life that I'm trying to invoke to society. And these ABCs of life will actually be a simple strategy that everything that we do or we intend to do comes with the element of thinking good. When we think good, we will feel good, we will act good. Mm-hmm. And what happens at the end on the other side is people will want to react to us in a more positive way. We enhance relationships, we enhance interaction, and performance will improve in the office. Family-wise, everybody's close. We cannot be smiling all the time, surely, but definitely there is more positive vibes in the future.
So ABC, attitudes, behavior, and character.
That is, Jermaine, ABC, so easy, but so difficult to practice.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Zachary.
Thank you, Jermaine. Thank you.
I've been speaking with educator and trainer Zachary Roland Anthony on the topic of attitude management for change. And if you missed part of the interview, fret not, just head on down to our website, bfm.my, to download the podcast, or you can search for it on the mobile app, available on the App Store and on Google Play. I'm Jermaine B, and you've been listening to Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.